What happened with me that happens here? Here's Krishna's Milka. What does Milka mean?
Boat.
Boat. That's Krishna's boat. That's just for two. Driving Krishna. This is a bigger one for the gopis. My Govardhan Shila I had was in Rasi Ganga. I saw my Govardhan Shila was very smooth. Yeah. It's very hard to find a Govardhan Shila like that. It's so smooth, it's so round, it's so beautiful. He was there in Samsara Chakra and went to Radhadamodar Temple 200 years ago. And he was living there, then he gave his body. He left the Shila on the altar. It's for 200 years that Radhadamodar was being worshipped. And then I got him. He came to me. One sannyasi, one Baba was living there, and he was to a big Shaivite. And he asked the Mahant for that Shiva, and the Mahant gave it to that Shiva to that Babaji. Now Babaji left that temple. And he gave a shiva to an American sannyasi who was living there, Parvat Maharaj. This shiva was here at Radhadamodar. You should stay at Radhadamodar. And the Babaji moved to Barsana. So that sannyasi worshipped him. Now it's praying that Krishna, please manifest as a deity for me, I can worship. You're not going to buy when you have to come to me. So he came as Dhiraj. Okay. Can't say no. Dhiraj Dharan Ki Jai! Masi Gamya Ki Jai! Sukharvinda Ki Jai! Masi Devi Ki Jai! Now we're going to see Masi Devi and Pandit Govinda Das Ji Maharaj is going to tell us the itihas of that mandir. Sukharvinda. This is the mouth and Radhakund's the tongue.
So
the mouth starts here at the
Radhakund.
That's how I can eat so much shalom. His mouth is 5 kilometers big. How big is Dhiraj's mouth?
Very big.
No, exactly how big.
I don't know.
How far is it from Masi Ganga to Radhakund? How many kilometers?
Many.
Five. So his mouth is here, his tongue is in Radhakund. So how big is Dhiraj's mouth?
5 kilometers.
5 kilometers. Masi Devi is on the right hand side with the dress on. It's a form of Durga, Yoga Master, Yoga Maya, Masi Devi. And the other dress is who? Gauran Shiva or face of the lion or what? Left side of the face of the lion. Who's the lion? Guess who's he? No. Wrong guess. The big cat versus the little cat. That's the lion that... Who's the lion?
Vasimhadev.
Durga's Vahan.
Ah, yes.
Vahan means carrier.
Yes.
She rides on a lion. Her husband rides on a bull. Who's stronger, lion or bull? Lion. Both pretty strong though. Sometimes you see movies from Africa, water buffalo, stone lion. Oh, it's really cool. Or black goes totally dead. So what's the story of Jaya Jaya? Masi Ganga Baba. What's the story of Masi Ganga Mathura?
Long time Mother Yashoda was not many children. So she one time she thought of
feelings towards her, towards Sri Krishna, and prayed to Mansadevi. And offering to the Lord, then Mansadevi.
No, exactly right. Yashoda Maya and Nanabhava didn't have kids for a long time. Nanabhava was 85 years old and his wife was 75 years old when they had Krishna as their son. And all the Brijavasis were worried, our king doesn't have any, there's no Yuvaraj. There's nobody here to do take over the kingdom. He has no son, no child. So everyone was in distress, all the Brijavasis very unhappy. So Yashoda asked Bhagavari Muni, who is the guru of Krishna, Gita Narayana Mantra, Bhagavari Muni, and he asked Bhagavari, what do I do? He said, go to Govardhan, go to Vasi Ganga, and pray to Govardhan for a kid, for a son. So then she came here, Yashoda prayed, and then out of Govardhan Shila came Durgamaya, Devi, Yogamaya, Mahamaya, it was Yogamaya, Paramasi, personified. So what do you want? I said, I need to have a child, be Yuvaraj, means the next king, be blessing. So Yogamaya, whose name was Mahasi Devi, because it came from the mind of Yashoda, Mahasi Devi. Because she was thinking, I need to get a child, so out of her mind, Yogamaya manifested from her mind, and gave her the benediction of a child, Jai Krishna. So this is the history of Mahasi Devi. And this is Mahasi Kund, which came out of the mind of Krishna. And why is it called Mahasi? Because it's Ganga. Why is it called Ganga? Because one time, Narada Maharaj was listening to Hari Katha, and Madhavan Gopal Das Baba was speaking Hari Katha. And now the Maharaj heard that Hari Katha. And the Hari Katha, Babaji was talking about the glories of Ganga. He said once Garuda came looking for lunch and he picked up a snake from the Himalayas, Vashisht. He was trying to pick up Lila Shakti. Ashiji let her go, she wasn't fat enough. She's too skinny snake. So he picked up this big snake and he was flying away from the Himalayas and the snake's tail touched the Ganga. And the snake immediately got a form. And then Guru said, well, you got form. You should be in Vaikuntha serving mission. So Guru gave him a ride to Vaikuntha. He came back and had his lunch with somebody else. So Nanaraj heard that story. He said, really? Just by touching Ganga, you get mukti. Krishna, Balaram, Yashoda, Rohini, let's pack up all the wagons. Let's go to Kumbh Mela. We'll bathe in the Ganga, we'll get mukti. And Krishna said, what's this? My father's going crazy. He lived with me, he didn't need mukti. So he packed up and they came. About this, they came from Nandagram, came here across Govardhan, Dangarathi. And he said, wait a minute, and then Krishna thought, Ganga, why should we go see you? You should come see us. My father wants to bathe in you, and that'd be fun. I like to bathe in you too. So come over here. So Ganga, how can I serve you? He was riding on a Makara. The son of the alligator was Makara. But she manifests a beautiful kind. Krishna had so many boating pastimes here. There's a book called Gopi Premamrita by Gopal Bhatta. He wrote four stories about Krishna Lila. So he tells one pastime about Krishna's boating pastime here. Very nice pastime. It's a long pastime, very funny. Krishna. Tell another time. Thank you. Can't give all my repertoire at once. Kavasi ABC. Who knows? You know? Come here.
इधर आओ शान शान इधर आओ
वाह वन टू थ्री
बोलो बोलो कौन सा करते
हो वर्स लाइन rocks, that's all. Everybody is selling many books. So a new program about good breakfast. Yeah, puri, sushi, halwa, sweet rice, beef peas. Everybody eat like anything. We got in the car, we were supposed to go to the airport and sell books, you know, Bhagavatam Gita. And the driver had a standard on for it. There were six guys in the van. He said, I feel tired, what about you guys? Yeah, I feel really tired also. Let's go inside the restroom. So he pulled the van over to the side under a big tree like this. And we went to sleep. 1 hour went by. So he said, hey, it's already 9 o'clock. Yeah, okay. Anyway, he woke up, we left there at 9:30, got to the airport at 10:30. We were supposed to be here at 9 o'clock at the airport. God, we're at 10:30. We have to leave at 5. We have to work real hard to make our quota. We each had to do 50 books now. And, you know, I was like, God. So we went really crazy, you know. So I was like, Tom, go to Rajagund. We're sleeping, Tom, and then we had to do as much Rajagund to make up for it. We're just sad that everything's balanced. So. Krishna pastimes of Rajagund. Written by a questionable character. MMGD. See the tree? You got the tree?
Yeah, I
do. So the story of two talking trees. Anyone can tell me the story? Anyone read the book?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's a good report. Anyway, what's the story? Oh, you guys, hang your head in shame. Talking trees, 3 of tonight. Drungadas Babaji Maharaj lived about 60 years ago in Braj. He's a member of Nittai Gaurai Sham, Jabahari Kishnagaram, Gaudiya Vaishnav. He was considered a saint of Raj, Drungadas Babaji Maharaj. At one time he was in the forest moving through Braj Mandal, like 250 years ago. A heavy rainstorm came, boom, boom. He had no shelter, it was getting very cold. So he stopped under some trees to try to get some shelter from the rain. It was winter time and the trees didn't have many leaves. There wasn't much shelter. So the trees started talking. One tree said to the other one, they're side by side, two trees. One tree said, why don't you give this guy, this Mahatma, shelter from the rain. You open him up, give him, let him come inside you and get shelter from the rain. He said, no, I did it last time. It's your turn, you do it this time. I don't want to do it. I don't like this shelter. Whatever, I don't know. So then they had a conversation with everyone. So I was like, trees are talking? What is this? So when she's okay, they open up like this. They come inside. And then Grungadas went inside, not this tree, some tree, the Ravikun. And he did an image. You can see, inside here. That tree's alive. It's a knee tree, it's totally alive, but it's a big hole in its belly. You may be feeling that right now also. may feel older, but I may feel hungry. You will in an hour or two. So he went in there and he stayed all night, kept dry, and kept safe. So there's a beautiful story. It's in Saints of Rush by Hope El Kapoor. And it was somewhere else in Rush, but I took it out and put it in Radhakund. Just to add some stories to the book. Because it can happen anywhere, anytime. Any trees, all the trees are great devotees, even today and 100 years ago. If any devotee is suffering in the rain, the tree can open up and say, come on in, Baba, come in out of take shelter in my tree house. That's a really cool thing. I see you can get inside that tree, huh?
It's so beautiful.
It's really cool. It's phenomenal. It's like you go to Jagannath Puri. I go to Jagannath Puri, a place in Haridas Thakur Nirvachan, it's called Siddhabakul. And the tree is totally blown up. It looks like somebody put dynamite under it, blew up, boom, and it's just bent over like this and goes like this and like that all over the place. And it's fully green and full of flowers. And there's a tree in Radhakund and Mahasubhava and God called Pilu tree. Pilu, P-I-L-U, makes little tiny red fruits. Like big as, I don't know what the big as mangal, paramangal, green mangal, even smaller. And they're really tasty, very sweet. They're bright pink in color, really beautiful. That's called Pilu. And that tree's there, it's all blown up, it's one of those trees all blown up. It's by Vishnu Chakravarti's Bhajan Kutir. We'll show it to you in a few days with the Radhakund Brickman. I'll show you all the things. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. We watch him to come back, go back. Going that way and coming back. So sometimes Rao goes and beats up, comes back and beats up again. It's called Parivartha, coming back. So Parivartha, again. So Krishna attacks the gopis up there, down Gati. So here the gopis tax Krishna. So after Krishna attacks the gopis, he was in a pretty proud and cocky mood. And I beat up the gopis, I embarrass them. I really embarrassed the gopis, and now I'm the king of this place. So the gopis are all hiding in the bushes here. They're all kunjas in the bushes. And Krishna's coming down from Gangadi. The cows are in the front, and all the boys. And Krishna's the last boy. All the boys are in front, and Krishna's always lady and his mother. He walks like a drunken elephant. You know, he goes like this, like this. Everyone else is like, walking on the cows. He's like, oh, no, I don't care for you. Dearly Nayak, I don't care. The cows are okay. Proud, you know, says so. So gopis, they had cosmic mirrors. You know, everybody has a cosmic mirror. So in their pocketbooks, the gopis' pocketbooks, or whatever, in their little bag, they had little mirrors. And they were signaling, because the gopis were different kunjas. So they were communicating by mirrors, Krishna's coming. They're going doot doot, and they see it. It's all dark, so they catch the sun in the mirror and broadcast the sun to other gopis, communicate Krishna's way, get ready. So what they planned to do, they had a pre-plan, they're going to ambush Krishna. They're going to ambush him and tie him up by his sika.
Sika.
Like this.
So And he came and then they sing, attack! And all the goons came, ah! They all had big sticks in their hand. It's like nothing more holy, you know? Boom, boom, boom. And then they tackled Krishna. And they took his tikka and pulled out a branch of a tree. Big branch, they tie his tikka to a tree. He let go, boy! He went out of the tree, Mommy, Yeshua. I'll let your dad, you rascal bum. So, what are you going to do? How are you going to make it so you're down? I'll do anything. So, you'll do anything, right? Okay, now we're going to dress you as a gobi. Hey, come on. Two balls here, she down, bottom hung. I'll be embarrassed. That's the idea. So they dressed him as a gobi. Put a little, you know, thing up here and everything, you know. Picked up some mangoes and put up, you know. Put them up, mangoes or bale fruit or whatever, you know. Depends on what size you want.
Watermelon.
Small, medium, large. Apples, pomegranates.
Watermelons.
That's good, man. That's Shatila. So then they said, okay, now you're a gobi, Krishna gobi. Now they pile water pots on his head, yogurt pots. It's okay, walk like a gobi. And how do they walk? Give me a demonstration. Throw it anyway. And you look, they said, okay, I'll follow her. So he's going like that, and then the gobi took a stone, boom! He threw a stone, hit the yogurt, boom! Krishna got totally bathed by yogurt. He's Dhani Vartan Khan. He's ready to go back now. Dhani Vartan Khan Ki Jai. So imagine gobi, Krishna dressed as a gobi covered with yogurt. Charmeet Abhishek. A sight to meditate on my Shanjava. Krishna, Vrindavan, Nanakana Bhagavan, Sri Krishna Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. They developed it. It's important in their sampradaya, it's important to them. I don't know exactly what. They made a big D of Chaturbhuj Narayan on the other side. You see there?
Sankarshan.
Huh?
They call it Sankarshan.
Yeah, it's Sankarshan. When I think of Radhakund, there's descriptions of Radhakund in the Shastras describe all crystal steps, all kinds of opulence. I think Radhakund looks like this. There's grass on the banks. See the banks of this Kund? There's grass and trees. I think Radhakund is like that. There's some steps made of clay. Clay steps. Natural style. This is Samadhi of Siddha Maharaj. He's in a winter parivar. And he's a guru, he's a Diksha guru of Sanatas Babaji Maharaj. He gave Panchava mantras to him, he gave Radha mantra Rama Gayatri. The Diksha guru of Sanatas Babaji. If you're not going to go public, it's only you get a Gopa Mantra and Kangayashi. Gopa Mantra and Kangayashi are actually Diksha Mantras for the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Other mantras were added over the last 100 years or so, a year in Siddha Abhatmans. So, Siamara added Radha Mantra, Radha Gayashi. They're in Shastra, but he added it to the package. So, it's just to facilitate bhajan. But the main Diksha mantras are Gopal mantra and Kamakshi. But you also give these other mantras because they come in our parampara. So So the way to try and initiate with the Gopal mantra and Kamaraji, these were added by Siva. So he did Vajran here, and his Samadhi is here in the same place, Simardas. If you get a close up, go and put your camera inside and get a close up picture.
Okay.
Watch your bag or something. So we'll do four frequencies of Tulsi and Sumar, that's four times around. Sure. Where is Tota Gopinath Mandir?
Yes, the same picture is there.
And every afternoon, Gaurapana would speak Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya would listen. This is Lord Chaitanya, yeah. And this is Nityananda. You know, I was married, he was a Brahmin, and he wore a Brahmin thread. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he gave his Brahmin thread and shaved his head. He took a waiting sannyas. No sikha, no Brahmin thread. This is Sarabhama Bhattacharya. This is Haridas Thakur. He kept a little distance. He didn't sit on the same platform. This raised platform under a tree. He sat and stayed away from it. He was Muslim by birth. This is King Pratyabhruja, the king of Puri. These are different great devotees. I can't remember who. His names are there in Bengali.
This is Srivas Thakur.
This is Srivas Thakur, huh?
Yes,
Raghunath Das Goswami. Srivas Raghunath Das Goswami. This Pandit.
Jagadanand Guru. Jagadanand.
Jagadanand Pandit.
Yes, Pandit Jagadanand.
Raghunath Das, take a picture of this, it's really nice.
Yes.
And Gaurapandit.
This was the Pandit Gadadhar. Pandit
Gadadhar. Oh, Pandit Gadadhar. Now it's Sri Nittai. Yeah. Nittai.
Prabhu.
Gaurapandit. Was this Kashimisha or?
No,
Sarabhama?
Advaita Prabhu.
Oh, wait there.
Advaita
Prabhu. Nitai Gaur Sivanath. Wait, that's Advaita Prabhu Tilak also.
Yeah,
yes. He has Nityananda Prabhu. He has Dupur Tilak. Dupur Tilak is
Gadadhar.
Gadadhar Prabhu is Dupur. It's like Dupur type.
And Raghunath Das Goswami, same
Avartalak. Advaita. Same thing.
You wait to part where Raghunadas says, you wait to part where Tilak. This is a good artist. You're the artist, does everybody with the same Tilak in the
hands. Even Haridas Thakur also.
Same.
Haridas Thakur has to wait to part because he's initiated by, he took initiation from a greater Prabhu.
So
this is Haridas Thakur?
Yes.
This is Haridas Thakur. So Bhagavad Ashram. His Gurudev for a long time was the Mahant of that temple. Sinamara was the Mahant of it. The science is Bhagavad Ashram.
Sri Bhagavad
Ashram. You can see Hindi sciences go around the front. You see. Sri Bhagavad Ashram. So we can assist with the future from the future. Oh, see, that's Master Ganga. That's on the cinema. Thank you, dear. Okay, a new fence. He saw a cow and said, "Do you see Sita?" The cow didn't say anything. He was supposed to give an answer, And she didn't give an answer. So I curse you, your mouth, everything about you is pure except your mouth. You're not speaking. So this is equal. The two eyes are there, this is nose going down. This is nose. And you go a distance, you can
yes.
see.
Yes. Very clear.
Understand the distance.
Yes, I can see.
Coffee, but don't. This is the nose. The eyes are huge. This one here, this little stone called Dauka Dauji. Dauka means to bend down, to crouch down. So you give an example, crouch down. Crouch, crouch. Yeah. No, it's without the eye.
Without
kneeling,
like this.
Cross legs. No,
no.
No,
just.
What? You want? Just like squats.
Like this.
No, just.
Like this.
Like this.
Yeah, like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the. Okay. That's the position of Balaram. Of a Sant Ras. This time of year, springtime Ras was going down there, Chandra Sarovara. Chandra Sarovara. It's called Chandra Sarovara. There's Krishna Rasa dance on the banks. And the moon was moving through the sky. When the moon saw Rasa dance, it saw it, didn't go anywhere. He stayed there for millions of years. The Krishna danced for millions of years. The moon was right red, so it became known as Chandra Sarovara. It's a site of Govigi. Govigi is with Sant Ras. It happens there. So that night, Vasant Purnima, Chaitra Purnima, maybe Chaitra Purnima, Chaitra Vaishak, Balaram was walking on top of, at night, walking on top of Gurun Hill. I don't know what he's doing. He's walking over there. But he saw in the distance, a Chaitra, he saw his brother dancing with his Gopi girlfriends. The Balaram is the color of like white snow or white cloud, you know, very bright. But the full moon was shining, so he was standing on top of the hill. The hill was much higher, of course. Gurun Hill was much, much higher. He thought that Krishna must be, he's going to see me. And Krishna sees me looking at him, he's with his girlfriend, so he got embarrassed. You know, younger brother gets embarrassed to see an older girl is. Older brother in front of his girlfriends and the wives of other people also. So not good. So he crouched down. Hope he doesn't see me. So now Balaram's crouching down, very innocent, innocent pose. Very nice meditation. Balaram is watching his brother's Rasa dance with Sant Purnima from that place. There's a temple there, Balaram. We can't go there because we have to walk and go over the hill. But people go there. So it's called Dauka Dauji. Dauka Dauji. Dauji, the older brother, they crouched down to see Krishna's Rasa dance. So it's been remembered for the last 5,200 years. They don't want to forget that Leela. They want everybody to always remember Krishna and Balaram and the Gopis. And all of the others that go down. There are many caves in Govardhan. When you walk around the Govardhan, you look, you can see some caves sometimes. See some rocks like this and that. You see a dark black spot between the rocks. That's a cave. You have to see. You can see sometimes. Entrance to caves. If you're looking for it, you can see. You see rocks in the sunshine, or a cave is dark because it's dark inside a cave, so it looks like a dark hole you see sometimes. It's not like some circle like that, it's just like between rocks, you see enough space to go inside. Good luck, Kusumanjali. Lal Goswami says, well, Rani, take me by the hand. She'll take me to a cave in Govardhan, and she'll teach you how to sing. So I'm waiting for that day. Rani takes me by the hand to go down into a cave and teach me how to sing. And Krishna hears about it from a parrot. Rani's some singing, teachings. So Krishna wants to hear what song is she teaching the mantra to sing. Must be a song about me. That's right. Rani's going to teach a love song about Krishna. That's her only subject for chanting and meditation. Grass and trees and stuff. You have to swim in here. That's his signature. Giraj is in ecstasy, so he comes to the footprint. Sorry, Giraj, I didn't see that.
Yes, sir.